Our children are growing up before our very eyes. As they get bigger, so do the challenges they face. They're working out who they think they are, surrounded by opinions, friends, and so many screens. The world around them seems really loud. As those who love them, we can help them hear their loving Heavenly Father's voice as we share God's good story for growing up with them. Our brand new series of podcasts for parents and families are here to help. It's part of our Growing Up resources. There are 7 episodes just for parents as we hear from the experts, understand the issues, and remind our own hearts of the good story. And 6 kids episodes for the whole family to enjoy together, packed with fun facts, Bible truth, and great questions to get you talking. Together, let's start good conversations with our children about bodies, gender, and marriage. They're growing up, so come on, let's share God's good story. Don't miss an episode of this exciting series. Head to faithinkids.org for all the details about growing up.
Hello, I'm Ed. This is the Faith in Kids podcast. You're listening to episode 5. This is going to be such a winner.
We are very near to Christmas as well, aren't we?
You might be listening to this on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Levels of excitement in your house have reached dangerous levels.
Fever pitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
My name is Ed, and my favourite thing about Christmas is turkey and stuffing. Hello, Matt.
Hello, my name's Matt. My favourite thing about Christmas is that feeling that you get first thing when you wake up and you realise that the big day is here.
I'm Jam. My favourite thing about Christmas is, I think after lunch, you've had all of the lunch.
We now have a whip around question to get you thinking about the big idea we're thinking about today, which is good news. What is the best news you have ever heard? Jam, what is the best news you've ever heard?
Okay, I would like to say, yes, I will marry you. That was good news from my wife. It's a girl when my daughter was born, my first daughter and my second daughter. But actually, the one I'm really thinking of, and England have won the Cricket World Cup!
Which was this year.
Yes!
This year was the best news ever.
We've never won it before! It was so brilliant. And it was the best, most exciting game. And goodness me, that was quite something. Anyway, that's me.
Thank you, Jam. Matt, best news you've ever heard.
Likewise, besides the birth of my three children, I'm a West Ham fan. And so West Ham normally sign players who are either used to play for Arsenal but are not good enough for them anymore, or are from like the Dutch third division. But one time we signed 2 players, Tevez and Mascherano, who were incredible players. It turns out far too good for West Ham. But that was, at the time, the best news I'd ever heard.
Do you remember? So how old were you when you heard?
I think I was about 13, 14.
And did you do a jig of joy?
Yeah, I remember I found out the news in the car and I just literally couldn't believe it. You know, you're like, this must be a joke.
Ed, what is yours? It's going to be sporty, isn't it?
I'm so sorry.
No. Yeah.
We're 3 men who have given our best news as sport, but I have stood at Middlesbrough Football Ground, the Riverside, which is my team. I have sung in the European Cup final, semi-final, We Only Want 4 Goals. And we scored 4 goals. And when Massimo Macaroni headed in the 4th goal, I think I kissed a man next to me. And I don't remember. I was so happy. I just hugged a lot of strangers.
Wow.
And We jumped. It was dangerous.
Yeah.
But I am sorry.
Yeah, all three of us. I think we should all be slightly ashamed.
If you're listening to this thinking that, I kind of want to apologise.
Yeah.
But there must be good news.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, redress the balance, listeners. Email us or look on the Facebook page and give us your good non-sport related best news you've ever had.
Please do that to prove there's good news out there that isn't to do with hitting a ball somewhere.
Yeah, especially dads.
That was the whip around question. We have talked for far too long.
We have.
The whip around question is, what is the best news you have ever heard? Talk now in your families. Don't let dad tell you a sport's best news. Go. Just talked about the best news you've ever had, because today we are looking at the best news that has ever been.
Wow.
Boom.
Boom. Absolutely. But before we get there, we are going to have our Best in Fun Fact Fight Off.
Who's going to win? This is fun, festive fight-off facts about sheep, because we're looking at the story of the shepherds.
Yes, we are.
Jam, start us off.
The largest collection of sheep-related items belongs to Alessia City in Italy, in Campiano in Rome, Italy. And she has 1,822 items that are sheep-related. Her first toy sheep was given to her by her mother when she was 6 months old. And the majority of the sheep collection is kept in her bedroom, which she calls her sacred temple for sheep.
How many items?
She has 1,822 items.
Buying Christmas presents for her must be so easy.
That's from the Guinness Book of World Records.
Can I tell you my fun fact?
You must.
Sheep have 360-degree vision. And that means they can actually see behind themselves. So their eyes are on the side of their head, and they can see behind them because their pupils are rectangles.
Mm. Ed, explain to us how that works.
I knew you would ask that. I have no idea why their pupils being rectangles helps them to see behind them.
But having eyes on the sides of your head rather than the front certainly helps.
Yeah.
And that is a common feature amongst all animals that are delicious.
That's basically awful.
Well, as in, if you're worried about being eaten, which is what they are,
okay,
then you need eyes on the sides of your head.
But the weird part is their eyesight is awful. So they just have awful eyesight everywhere.
The whole way around.
Yeah.
Matt, tell us your fun fact festively fighting off.
My sheep fact comes courtesy of modernfarmer.com. It's my go-to one-stop shop for all sheep-related facts. And that's this, that if sheep's wool will continue to grow forever and ever as long as they're alive. So whereas other animals, their fur reaches a certain level and it stops growing, with sheep it keeps growing. Ed, I know how much you love your knitwear.
Well, I'm actually thinking of maybe there are some listeners looking at their father right now and has no hair on his head at all.
Yeah.
That's not there is no lamb who looks at his dad and thinks, Dad, you're so bald.
Yeah.
Not at all. And 1 pound of wool will make 10 miles of yarn. Ed, that is a lot of jumpers. Yeah. To get through.
I love knitwear.
That's a lot of chunky knitwear.
No, 10 miles.
Yeah.
A bonus fact.
No, not allowed.
Is this allowed?
Yeah, yes. Go for it.
If you see a sheep on its back, that's called a cast sheep. And the remarkable thing is, once a sheep has landed on its back, it can't get itself back up. So it needs a farmer or some other kind person to come along and move them over. Jam, you're looking at me. You're a man from a rural background. You're looking at me incredulously.
Did you ever keep sheep,
Yeah,
Jam?
My parents did keep sheep. I had left home by that point.
So did you know, is that a thing? Did you have to rescue upturned sheep?
I'm prepared to believe it.
Are you?
Which is not, so this is not to say that it's true.
Look, it's courtesy of modernfarmer.com.
Well, that is an unimpeachable source.
Okay, who's the best fact?
Mine's rubbish. I like
the fact, Matt, that you just kept them coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matt, you have won the second time in a row.
I think you have. Can I revise my quick answer then to the best news I've ever heard is winning the fun facts twice over?
Oh, yes, you can.
Matt.
Yeah.
What a lovely thing.
Goodness me. We're going to have to stop him being on the podcast if he's going to win it every week. I don't like this.
We're now going to read from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. That night, some shepherds were in the fields nearby, watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and suddenly they became very frightened. The angel said to them,
"Don't be afraid, because I am bringing you some good news. It will be a joy to all the people. Today your Saviour was born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you'll know him. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding box."
Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel. All the angels were praising God, saying,
"Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please God."
Then the angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. We will see this thing the Lord has told us about."
So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph, and the shepherds saw the baby lying in a feeding box. Then they told what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was amazed when they heard what the shepherds had said to them. Mary hid these things in her heart. She continued to think about them. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything that they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them.
I wonder what you told each other about the best news you've heard. So I was wondering this week, what is good news? Is it a day off school? Is it the sun will shine tomorrow? Is it finding some money down the back of your sofa? But then in this story, we find out there is good news of great joy. So what would that be? What would make you leap for joy? Would it be your team winning a cup? Would it be your granny and granddad coming to stay as a surprise? Would it be realising that Christmas Day is tomorrow? What would make you burst with excitement if you heard it right now? Spending Christmas in Australia, in the Caribbean, or Dad coming home for Christmas. But it goes even more. In this story, we are told there is good news of great joy for all people. Do you get that? Good news, great joy for every single person. What on earth would be that good news? Honestly, I haven't been able to think of it this week. You know, you could come up with, is it the birth of a royal baby? But there are some people who don't like babies, and there are other people who don't like much like the royal family. What about the start of the Olympic Games or the Football World Cup? But some people hate sport. People are different. So what is going to be great news of great joy for not just me, but my elderly neighbour, the couple who live across the road, the young boy who goes to school each day? We all enjoy different things. We all feel sad about different things. We feel worried about different things. What could possibly be good news of great joy for every human being ever? That is the question today's Bible story answers. And if it's in the Bible, and if it is God sending it to us through an angel, it must be true. This must be for every human being. And then we find out from what the angel said, three words we get to hear about Jesus: Saviour, Christ and Lord. Saviour, think of a cape. It's like Superman. This baby would grow up to be super powerful, super wise, super good, super loving, super real. A real rescuer. He didn't rescue using muscles or special powers. He rescued by dying. This baby would rescue by swapping places with ordinary people. Anybody, any human can be saved by this Saviour. He rescued us to bring us back into his family. Saviour Christ. Think of a red carpet. This is a megastar, the megastar of all history, the one that they'd waited for hundreds of years for, but he looks normal. Doesn't have perfectly done hair, doesn't wear the latest suit, doesn't get rich, isn't powerful, but he was born to be the star, the most important human ever. So we've got a cape, we've got a red carpet, and we've now got the Lord. Think of a crown. Because this baby is God, the boss, the one in charge, the one who, when he speaks, everyone listens, like a head teacher, a prime minister, a president, a king. Except this is the one who is in charge. So you don't even get to choose whether you listen. He's in control. Do you see why this is good news of great joy for all people? The Saviour, think of the cape. The Christ, think of the red carpet. The Lord, think of the crown. Most of the good news we hear are things we want, like a party, a pile of chocolate, a holiday. But this good news is what we need. It's a person. I was once stood by a swimming pool talking to my friend Sim, and both our sets of kids were swimming. Suddenly, in the middle of our conversation, the alarm went off in the swimming pool. The lifeguard blew his whistle three times and shouted everyone had to get out of every pool. He dived in and rescued my friend Sim's boy. Can you imagine? We stood as the man I was talking to had his son rescued from the swimming pool. Do you know, just before the alarm went off, if I'd asked Sim, what do you think you need most of all? He probably would have said, I don't know, a chocolate bar, a drink. He needed his son rescuing and he had no idea. His son was safe. No one panic. But there's no doubt that Sim needed his son rescuing. So it doesn't actually matter what you say you want or even what you think you need. This good news of great joy for all people is what every person ever most needs. This Christmas, we get what we need more than anything else. And that's Jesus. I'm going to pray. Dear Father, thank you that this is good news. It is of great joy and it is for every person we will ever meet, will ever even think of. Thank you that Jesus was born at Christmas and it is what we all need. We are so thankful. Thank you for giving us what we need and you know us best. It is what we need. Thank you, Father. Christmas is so good. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a sketch. And why don't we go over to those shepherds just before the angel arrives with that amazing news. You want to hear this song I've been working on?
Another one.
Yes, another one.
Mate, we've talked about this. You've got to come to terms with it. You are a shepherd, right on the edge of the Roman Empire, near a town no one's heard of called Bethlehem.
Oh, sorry. Was I cutting into your busy schedule of sitting down and standing up and counting sheep?
Right, fine. Go on then, go on.
Well, shepherds watch their flocks by night. It's set at night, by the way.
Really? Then what?
Dunno.
How about... all feeling quite hungry. What about that?
I'm not hungry, though.
Oh, well, that's the missing loaf of bread mystery solved then, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was hungry.
And now you are not. Lucky you. I'm starving. I can barely stand up. I think I'll sit down, actually.
Oh, I could use that. While shepherds watch their flocks by night.
All seated on the ground.
Yeah. It's not very exciting, is it?
No, not really, but that is being a shepherd for you, isn't it? Apart from the odd wolf or bear, it's not very exciting.
Ooh, so what could we put in a song that's really, really exciting? Some once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation, once-in-a-millennium event that will mean people really get excited when they sing it.
Oh, we must... Oh, come on, we must be able to think of something.
Quiet, sheep! We're thinking!
Well, shepherds, what's their thoughts by night?
All seated on the ground.
The angel of the Lord came down and glory shone around.
Oh, that's very good. You said that without moving your lips.
I didn't say anything.
Wait, is that what I think it is?
I don't know, I can't see anything because of this huge blinding light that is shining all around.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be an angel.
Fear not,
it's
Teddy!
An angel!
It's an angel! Angel! Run! Angel! Run!
I literally just said fear not.
Oh, sorry. Mighty fear seized our troubled minds.
Yeah, I could use that too.
What do you want with us?
Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. There you go. That's the next line sorted.
Thank you. Sorry, what is going on here?
Hello, I'm an angel. You guessed that. Well done. Sorry for the scare. I would have knocked, but you don't have a door.
You could have brought a door.
Well, you know what? Being out here and hearing someone knock on a door would be pretty mad, wouldn't it? I don't.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, and it creaks open and.
Look, will you two just calm down? Today, a saviour has been born in David's town.
What, Bethlehem?
How did you know that?
Well, David's like the most famous shepherd of all time. You don't know about him, David, son of Jesse.
Jesse. Oh, that rings a bell, actually. I remember his name from Isaiah. How does it go? A branch will grow from a stump of a tree that was cut down, so a new king will come from the family of Jesse.
Very good. This is that new king, as promised.
Oh, right. Great. Sorry, why are you telling this to us?
Yeah, like, we're not exactly going to be welcome into this new king's palace, are we? Two humble shepherds. And they might let us into the stables, obviously, but that's about it.
Well, you're in luck there, because he's not in a palace. He's wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger.
A manger, as in feeding box from which humble animals doth eat.
What's the matter with your mouth? Why are you talking like that? What is that all about?
I have absolutely no idea. Seriously, mate, all bets are off today.
This baby isn't any normal king, and this is not any normal day. Go and have a look. Right, heavenly hosts, we're off. Sheep, brace yourselves. Angels, take it off!
Right, are we off then?
Yeah, suppose so. Well, shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. An angel of the Lord came down and... It's not really going to catch on, is it?
Nope.
Yeah. That's enough of us. It's time for you guys to talk. You guys at home, in your car, wherever you're listening. You might be listening in a submarine. You might be listening in a cable car. You might be listening... Where could somebody be listening?
You might be in a field with sheep.
You might
be. You might see a cast sheep and you could be listening whilst rescuing that sheep.
Wow, what a powerful image that would be. But anyway, whilst you do that, you could think about Ed's questions and Ed Scott's questions.
If you are young... What do you love most about Jesus? What do you love most about Jesus? Because he is such good news. If you are maybe 5 to 8 years old, if you could tell the whole world one thing about Jesus, maybe a text message or a message on TV, what would be the one thing you'd love everyone to know about Jesus? If you are over 8, this is good news of great joy for all people. But why? There are so many answers you could give, but why do you think a baby being born is truly good news for all people? Are you sure it's good news? Are you sure it's for all people? Persuade your parent now. If you are a teenager, I don't like being told what I need. You probably don't like being told what you need. You want to make decisions for yourself. Are you convinced Jesus is what you need most? And maybe if you were trying to persuade someone else, if you had to answer the question, why do you need him more than anything else, what would you say? Can you answer that? Or are you not convinced at all? You could say that. Okay, very quickly, those four questions. For under fives, what do you love most about Jesus? For fives to eights, if you could tell the whole world one thing about Jesus by text, what would you say? Go. Over eights, good news of great joy for all people. Why? Why is it such good news this Christmas? And then finally, teenagers, do you need Jesus? Are you sure? Why?
Thanks very much for listening, and we'll be there's one more episode, but until then,
Happy Christmas! I said happy.
You said happy.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. We're going to leave it in.
Okay.
Bye!
We have a lot of bye. We have a lot of outtakes, Jam.
I know, that's great.
People like outtakes.
Yeah, yeah, it means it's real.
Yeah, my sheep fact comes from my sheep fact comes from the sorry.
it's too exciting.
It's too exciting.
That's the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, you must be overawed about just being on the podcast to start. I can hear how that.
Imagine
would be.
Being in the festive fun fight off for the first time.
Yes, that's right, listeners. Can you imagine that? Here we are. Here we go. Very good.
Will you edit that to make that shorter?
Yeah, of course I will. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.